You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Minchas Chinuch, Ois Aleph. Shenimnu shelo noisif b'torah shebichsav v'lo b'torah shebalpeh. That we have an Isur Doraisa not to add on mitzvahs to the Torah. Mitzvah zuma v'oras b'Rambam. This mitzvah is explained to the Rambam. Perek beis mihilchos mamrim. V'unya arach ma'od v'echto b'kitzur b'siyat ha'shmaya. Then they have Rambam Kosov Khan Balochates in Perak Bez Halochates Echos Mamrim. The Halav Hazehu Be'im Bezden also Sayag Latoira. Velosa Seshlo Yasu. This love exists when, according to the Rambam, Bezden adds on an additional Isser, an additional prohibition. Kagon, for instance, that on the Isser that exists mid the Raisa of not to eat milk and meat, and they say, the classical case the Rambam brings with Baal Tosef is vis a vis Basar B'chalav, that even though there is only an Isser Doraisa of basar, behema, with chalav, if Rabbanan would come and add an additional isser like they do of basar, oif, with chalav, but they would portray it as being a din d'oraisa, then they would be over Baal Tosef. However, im amru, the mutar min ha-Torah. But if Rabbanan would make it clear and say that the clear tradition of Masaira is that the Torah only prohibits basar behema with chalav, and midoraisa it's mutter to have basar off with chalav, rakhem osu siyag. But if Chachamim made it clear this is only a fence together and a prevention, kedei shelo yaviu lifrotz beisur Torah, ein zeh maisif ela oisin siyag latorah umitzvahi. So the Rambam Shita, a very famous Hilchos Mamre, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, the Rambam says that whenever Chachamim make a siyag, and the classical case he gives is Basar B'chalav, and they add on to what the Torah has prohibited, like saying Basar Of B'chalav, that would be an Isser Baal Tosef if they portrayed it as an Isser Doraisa. But if they are clear that it's only a siyag and a geder, they are not over Baal Tosef. So this is the Rambam's classical example of Baal Tosef. Now, what the Minchas Chinuch is going to deal with is, are there other categories of Baal Tosef that the Rambam would agree to and say exist? Because if you look at the Rambam, when he says, like, what is Baal Tosef, this is the case that he brings. And if you look in the Chinuch says, Ketzad, the Ketzad, right here where he says in the first paragraph, the Ketzad Yeh HaTosefes, and what is this? In describing this, the primary example that the Chinuch gives is what? Kagon HaMayra Shabbasar Oif Becholav Asim in the Torah. Zem Maisif Al Dvar HaKabbalah, Shekach Kibbalah Beferish, Losev Hashel Gedi Becholav Imam. Now, what's interesting is, does the Chinuch feel there are other examples? So, yes. If you look on Reish Aleph, page Reish Aleph, I don't know if I gave that out to you. Page Reish Aleph.
Yeah,
here's Reish Aleph. Reish Aleph here, let me tell you. He brings other cases. So, it's a Dover Parshat that even though it's the classical example, the Chinuch brings the Rambam's case. If portraying an Issa d'Rabbanan as an Issa d'Raisa, clearly the Chinuch is not limited to that, but the Chinuch lists other cases which are clear cases in the Gemara. Like, let's see what he lists is. Take a look at Reish Aleph for a minute. V'ahinu l'fi masha shamati ani mipi mori yishmur keel kagon misha meniach shnei tefillin k'sherim b'rosha. Based on the Gemara, ha'moitzi tefillin erevin, two pairs of tefillin simultaneously, the Gemara says Baal Tosef. V'cheina oisa chamesh totofos b'tfilin. That is Baal Tosef. U'kamo kera notol shnei lulavim k'sherim b'yadov v'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh. V'chein ha'yoshev b'sukkah achar ha'chag b'kavonah la'asos mitzvah sukkah avu b'yishor deyah shavar zmana. So the chinuch is very clear that the classical case the Rambam brings in Hichos Mamrim, even though it's interesting, the chinuch says v'keitz ha'tosev ha'zu, what is Baal Tosef? He brings the Rambam's case. He clearly is not limited to it, because we see on page Resh Aleph, he brings all the classical cases in the Gemara. The Gemara, as far as I know, never brings this case clearly of Basar of Becholov, that you could be over the Isser of Baal Tosef. So it is interesting to understand what is the Rambam's marker that a Beis Din portraying a Gedda de Rabbanan as a Din d'Oraisa is an Isser Baal Tosef. So it appears maybe the Rambam is just deriving this from logic, because the Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hichos Mamrim, Perek Beis Hichos Mamrim, lists all the devices that Bezen HaGadol can use to transmit the Messiah. And he says there's Halacha Moshe Misinai, he says there's the Yud Gimel Midah Shator Nidrashus Bahem, and he says plus Chachamim are given the power of Lo Sosar to go ahead and enact Gzeros, Takonos, Minhagim, etc. Then in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, he says, now that I've told you that Chachamim have the ability to make Takonos, what in the world is Baal Tosef? So that's where the Rambam now feels he has to explain that the concept of creating Takonos and Gedorim is not Baal Tosef, because the Beis Din is making it clear to you it is not an Issa d'Oraisa. So it appears this is the Rambam's own innovation, or the Rambam's own logical conclusion, based on the fact that there seems to be an inconsistency between the koyach of Chachamim to make takonos and the Isser Baal Tosef. So how do you reconcile those two? So the Rambam reconciles it with a logical distinction, with a nuance. That is, it depends on how the Beis Din HaGadol portrays the Isser D'Rabbanan. If they portray it as an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's fine. It's a Gedor Takana. If they portray the Isser D'Rabbanan as a Din D'Oraisa, then they are over Baal Tosef.
I mean, he could have said that it's just altering the structure of a mitzvah, like adding, like all those cases where you add tukas etzon or...
Right, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam does not say that. Right, he could have, right.
He's saying that.
He's right.
Trying to reconcile that.
What's interesting is, if you would have asked me, Parshat Balabat, not Balabatish, but what would you say is the simple answer to that inconsistency? It's not an inconsistency. The Torah is telling you that there's an exception to Baal Tosef. The exception to Baal Tosef is a Gedder and a Takana. Meaning if Chachamim are doing something as a Takana and as a Gedder, that's not Baal Tosef. But he feels it's more than that. Not only that it's an exception, but it has to be made clear by Beis Din that's a Din d'Rabbanan, not a Din d'Oraisa.
It's said over there in the Parsha of Mamrim, right?
What?
The Pasuk. Losa Sif, isn't that in the Parsha?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the Rambam Shita. Let's continue. Ube'emes b'perek tes, you have it? So that he's bothered by now a side problem that Avrami Farber brought up last week. And the side problem is that the Rambam says, Shebasar chaya mutter, basar chaya mutter b'cholav ayver mishum lo sigra. So the truth is, we paskin basar chaya is only midarabana. But the chinuch here seems to say that basar behema and chaya are a din d'oraisa, not basar oif. So the question is, what is the real halach by basar chaya? V'nei masakas ha'arav ha'machav b'shem ha'ram, the basar chaya b'cholav asum min ha'torah, basar oif mitar min ha'torah, ken kaz ha'arambam gam ken kan halach ha'tes. So these are the words of the Rambam in Hichos Mamrim, that basar behema and basar chaya are asum min ha'torah b'cholav. Only basar oif is asum min d'rabbanan. The problem is, halachically, that's not really true. Ube'emes, matter of fact, b'perek tes, b'machos asus halach do'a, kaz ha'arambam, the basar chaya Eino rak midarabana. So it seems that the Rambam, in dictating what Baal Tosef is almost himself violating Baal Tosef by telling us that Basar Chaya is midaraisa, correct? So why does the Rambam do that? That say that when he says Basar Chaya behema midaraisa, Basar Oif is not Midaraisa. If you tell me Basar Oif is Midaraisa, you have a Bataisa. I have a Basar Chaya, the Rambam himself says in Machos Asuris, is only Midarabonav. Vayen Kesem Mishnah Lechem Mishnah Kan Behalachos Machos Asuris. Vayikar Kevan She'ein Makom Din Zekan Lo Diktek Bazet. That's his answer. Pretty non satisfying answer, right? Meaning that the Rambam just wasn't careful. And he said Basar Behema and Basar Chaya. Okay. So I don't know exactly what to do with this. The Rambam stating that anyone who says Basar Oif is an Isser Becholav Midarais is over Batoisif. As opposed to Basar Behema and Chaya that are also Midarais. That's the Rambam state of Mamrim. And Machos Asuris, he says, no, Chaya is only Midarabana, not Daraisa. So he wants to say the Minchas Chinuch. I guess he's satisfied with the fact the Rambam wasn't so careful. Okay. Look, I don't know what else to do with it. It's hard to imagine there's a Lumdish reason for the Rambam, correct?
It's transcription error.
Toh Sofer, we're going to go with the Toh Sofer one?
Yeah,
Toh Sofer. Toh Sofer, at least Toh Sofer is a little bit better satisfying than the Rambam wasn't careful, right? The Rambam wasn't careful is really like, that's pretty bad, right? The Rambam wasn't careful.
Well, there's a difference between adding on like Basar Oif or making a definition of what Basar is. You say Basar is Basar Chaya also, but you're not being Baltosis. Even at the end, we say it's Rabban.
But at the end,
clarifying a definition is not necessarily baltos.
But at the end of the day, what is Basar Chaya? Is it an Isser Darabban or Isser Daraisa?
Isser Darabban.
Right. So the Rambam Machos Asuris says clearly Basar Chaya Becholov is Darabban.
In Machos Asuris, when he said it's all in Darabban, he clearly says also Bishol. Or he's talking about a chila.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the chila.
I don't know. You have to look it up.
There's no drush. Maybe bishul is the rice of chaya. But in Machos Asuris, he's talking about a chila.
I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know.
It's drushes. We learn drushes.
Am I yes tira barambam?
I mean, it's not because it's written three times.
Yes tira barambam?
Drushes. Maybe the drush doesn't apply to chaya. Maybe the ikar pasuk of Lesev actually applies to Chaya, but the drushes that we included for Achila and Hano, maybe it's not for Chaya. You have to look in the Rambam
on this, because anyway, this is the Minchas Chinuch's suggestion. Okay, point out.
Is there anybody who holds the Basar Chaya as the Raisa? He's bringing right at the Rambam doesn't know all the way. What about everybody else? There's an issue about it.
No, I don't think so. I think Shulchan Aruch Paskins Basar Chaya is only as
I
recall. And there's
no nothing.
In the Gemara, maybe it's in the Gemara.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the Gemara has that machlokes when the Basar Oif is midrash or not, right? The Gemara has that. What? Yeah. It says Lo Sivashel Gidi Bechalivma three times, correct? One man the Amor says Echo the Basar Behema, Echo the Basar Chaya, Echo the Basar Oif.
Ah, so there's a machlokes.
What?
So the question is just that the Rambam thing
is. But the problem is the Rambam Machos Asuris says Basar Chaya is only Midarabanan. You have to look at that Rambam.
Okay, but it could be you're not over if there's a sheet that it holds that way. So if there's a sheet that holds that it's the Raisa, so you're not over it because.
Interesting.
Yeah, about Tosa. You're saying it because there's a sheet that holds that way. If nobody holds that way, and it's just made up, so it's a different story.
I'm not
according to that sheet, so I'm not being like that. I'm not. I want to be Machmir according to the sheet that holds it.
I don't have to say that. I don't have to say that. That was Rambam's.
We're finding distinctions.
So, Shai, what do you want to say? That by Basar Chaya, there's what?
I'm speculating. Maybe Machos Asuris, the Rambam, when he says it is the Rabbanon, he's talking about Machos, Achila. Maybe there's no drosha to include Achila and Hanoah by Chaya. So, by Bishol, it's the Raisa. But maybe by Achila and Hanoah, it's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara has droshas had to. Include Achila Rano too. Maybe that's.
I have to look, but if you look at the Chinuch, by the way, the Chinuch says V'chein im hora shabaser chaya. Sorry, before that, you have that. Shabaser behem v'chaya nesru levashel. B'chalav halo baser oif. Okay, next paragraph. V'nei afal pisharav mechaber kosev v'ketzer hiatos sefes. Or maybe b'shem haram. Mikomakom ein kavanas haram. Like we said, the dafka got the dafka. B'chi hay gavna avrim v'lo b'gavna achrina. Kagon ba'aseh. In other words, don't say that the Rambam limits himself, that Bal Tosef will only be if you add a mitzvah slosaseh, even if it's a gedor and takana, by portraying it as an issur d'oraisa. That is not the only case that the Rambam feels is Bal Tosef. Meaning you can have Bal Tosef even by a mitzvah saseh. Da'amavur lahedyer b'per Rambam perik yudal l'chatfila. The case in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem at Beis, where it says that if a Kohen gets up to Duchen and he says, oh, I'm up here and I have Rishus to bless Klal Yisrael, let me add on to the Pasuk.
One more Pasuk.
Right, it's the big deal, one more Pasuk, right? Gabe Birchas Kohenim, the Maisiv Bracha Achas, Kagon Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Al Zeh Ne'amar Loi Toysef. And in Perek Zion, Melulav Halacha Hay, the famous Rambam says if you take two Lulavim, or two Esrogim, or more than, again, the two Aravas, more than two Aravas, you're over the Isser Bal Tosef. The Rambam is a very interesting Shita there. However, the Rambam says if you're Marbe Behadasim, you're not over the Isser Bal Tosef, because it's Lanoi. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that?
It's a minimum shear, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Why is Hadassim minimum shear, not a ravas? The Rambam says, being marbe in any of the dalad meaning, two lovim, two esrogim, more than two aravas, is over the Isser Bal Tosef. However, Hadassim alone is an exception, and if you're marbe b'hadassim, it is not Bal Tosef, of course it's Lanoi. That is the Rambam Shita.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Notable point. Temanim take many hadasim.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that, but I guess that's like the Rambam. Are you supposed to, or the Rambam just saying if you do, it's okay because noy ba'alma? I don't know. Anyway. What?
Hadam himself says he can be mostly dead. Yes, mostly the people add on to the hadasim.
Where the Mechaber says that?
I think so.
Yeah, it could be. Well, that's the Rambam Shita. That's the Rambam Shita. Okay, very good. Okay, so the Rambam does not limit the Isser Bal Tosef to that particular example of Bezdin being Meira, that an Isser D'Rabbanan is an Isser D'Raisa. Meaning, the Rambam says, even in a mitzvah asay, clearly, like the Gemara says, could be over the Isser Bal Tosef.
And the first gather is also shaykh and asay, that you can have Bez and Agodol say, here's a new mitzvah asay. It doesn't mean that it's not an asay in the first, in the Hilchos Mamram aspect of it.
He's going to talk about that. Yeah, okay. He's going to talk about that. But he says, don't think that the Rambam's only definition of Bal Tosef is in that narrow definition of a Psak Bezdin. It also applies when any mitzvah asay, if you deviate the mitzvah asay, Birchas Kainim adding on a pasuk. Hichos Lulav is the case of taking more than one min, taking more than the instructed number of a min amongst the Dalad Minim. Two Lulavim, two Esrogim, etc. Similarly, the Rambam brings down the Isser Bal Tosef in Perek Beis, Mipsula HaMakdoshin HaLochi Yid Aleph. Based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem and Beis, which says that if there's a korban that has a matana achas, that has mixed up the blood with a korban that has arba matanos, the halacha is to do zrigas dam and put arba matanos would be Bal Tosef, because since the only matana achas is required, to do arba matanos to Gemara says would be Bal Tosef. So you see the Rambam adds the din of Bal Tosef by Birchas Kainim, by Arba Minim and by Matan Domim. V'yavur b'somach b'ezras Hashem. El Arabam kan kaya ad la'el. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, like we said, is writing that halacha because he's going on what he spoke about in Perek Aleph Hilchos Mamrim. The Koyach of Bezdin to add Takonos and Gzeiros. As a result of that, he wants to point out the inconsistency of that with Baal Tosif. Kevin da Bezdin Yochel Le'eser Mahu Zeshai Torah. It says, since Bezdin is a Koyach Le'eser, what is that the Torah means by Baal Tosif? In other words, the Rambam shies away from saying, like, Tzvi, this is interesting. You said the Rambam could have made another chiluk, which is, Baal Taisav is only when I take an existing mitzvah and I deviate it. But to add a mitzvah is not Baal Taisav. The Rambam evidently doesn't feel that way. The Rambam says adding a mitzvah is also Baal Taisav. Just that addition is Baal Tosif only if it's not clear whether it's a Tosefus Midrabanan or a Din D'oraisa. But the Rambam rejected the Sfara to first of all say there's a distinction between an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Hainu De'ein Sfara Etzlios Chiluk Ben Aseh U Ben Los Aseh. The Kamosha Yesh Ba Aseh Los Tosif Hachi Nami Ba Los Aseh. De'ein Sfara Etzlol Loma Desayek Shara Lagamre. And the Rambam doesn't want to say a siyag is excluded. A siyag can also be an issur Baal Tosif according to the Rambam, if it's not enacted correctly. Al kein mechalek ben omrim shu siyag ben omrim shu min haTorah. Aval adinim yivor b'seyad shmaya gabi asay. So far Rambam gan kein v'zeh pashut. Loshen ha'arav ha'mechaber. What about the chinuch, who when he describes Baal Tosif, says Kesariyat Tosefus, what's the primary classical example of Baal Tosif? Lav Dafka. The Chinuch doesn't want to say this to the exclusion of others. Now, I don't know what he has to say because the Rambam, because the next paragraph, the Chinuch includes others. So it's partial the Chinuch doesn't hold like that. Aval Hadinim Shivor B'Zed Gabi Asay Tzara V'Zed Pashut. Loshna Rav Mechaber Kitzi Tosefus Lav Dafka. The Rambam might have the Ba'aseh Gankin Shaykh Tosefus Kamoshi Gesavti. V'Zed Bor. The Gabi Asay Modaram, the Ein Sorech Lomar Shehu, Oise, the Torah Tzifta Kain. The Mavur Barashan Chavchesim
Abbeis. What he's referring to is because the Chinuch, when he starts talking about Asayis, says, Verubei HaMathorshim. So the Chinuch is mashma that the Rambam, who he quoted before, argues on that, but other Mavur can hold that it's also by Asayis. So
could be.
Saying, even the Rambam agrees. Which, how can the Chinuch say not? I mean, the Rambam clearly in Hilchos.
But it's also Gemara's. The Ferish Gemara's.
Still brings it down that Beber Beskayanim, it's a sequel. So, you have to understand what he says, Rubei HaMeforshim, who is excluded.
No, I think he's saying Rubei HaMeforshim, many other Meforshim deal with the Rambam's inconsistency by saying there is no Baal Tosif by Lavim. Lavim don't have the Isra Baal Tosif. The Isra Baal Tosif is only by Atseis. That's the way they interpret the Ravid. Let's take a look. V'arayvid hilos mamrim kan husa esig al Rambam. Chen mevi arav mechaber b'shem rov ha'meforshim debalav lo shayach kal ba toisif. Kevin dehi seyag v'torah. This is what I was saying. Meaning when the Torah says lo sos min adavar shayagid v'lecha, when it says v'nishmartem es mishmarti, the Gemara in Yevamos Chafalef says that there's an iser shnius. Chacham added on to the Isurei Erva Midoraisa, based on Ushmartim Es Mishmarti, a pasuk. Once the Torah says that, the Torah is saying there's an exception to Baal Tosif. And the way he interprets the Ravid is saying that by definition there is no Baal Tosif by Lavan. So I'm not sure what that means. Does it mean that according to the Ravid, if Chachamim would say Basar Oif Becholov is an Isser D'oraisa, there would be no Baal Tosif? Does the Ravid disagree with that point? Well, the Ravid says that I don't have to worry about this issue because there's another distinction. Meaning, would the Ravid be as bold as to say that if Bezdin was Meir Shaloka Halacha, that Basar Oif Becholov is an Isser D'oraisa, the Ravid would say it's not an Isser Baal Tosif? I'm not sure.
He's masik on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it is.
Is he masik on the Rambam because he disagrees with that point? Or is he masik on the Rambam, you don't need to come to this because Lavim in general don't have a problem
he
of...
He seems to be masik. Otherwise, he's agreeing 100%.
He's not agreeing 100%.
Why is he not 100%?
He's saying, leave me alone with this chiluk. You're correct that if Bezin would be murder shaloka halacha. But even without that, there isn't even an Isser Baltosif to begin with by Lavim. Meaning, Lavim are excluded from Baltosif. That's the way they understand
because,
the right.
Because our submission has some mishmar right there, whatever.
Right.
So he's agreeing.
So that's interesting.
I assume he's agreeing. Otherwise.
Usfarasam nira, kevan da Torah tzifta, like we said, laso siag la Torah, mi veshmartim es mishmarti, im kein zem mitzvah min haTorah. Veloshach bal toisif. Kevin Shakarish Baruchu. Siva Kane Shiyasu. Siyogim Ugedorim. What?
He's saying it is the right. So he is Masig on
it. It seems like the way.
Yeah.
Avrami, by the way, the Minchas Hinuch asked your question from last week. Basar Chaya. You said Basar Chaya is not the right, so it's only the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
So he asked that question.
Chaya, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, take a look. He asked that question.
All right.
I don't think you're going to like the answer. V'rak ba'aseh shayach kasher yivuah b'sabda shmaya. V'yayim b'sahedrin chav tesam and aleph. Mavur shom amar chizkia. Now listen to this. Very interesting. The Minchas Hinuch wants to bring a raya from a Gemara that he considers to be a Gadata. A raya for the Rambam. Amar chizkia. Minayin shekol ha'maisif gareh. Chizkiya makes a statement. How do I know that whoever adds on really detracts? Shenamar, Amar Elokim lo sochlu mimena, v'lo sigobo. Vayem barashi b'dibur maschal lo sigobo, d'al yidei, d'al yidei zeh nichshola. V'chem perish rashi b'chumasham al yidei sho sifa. Shenamar al toysif. V'vadai odam Amar lo kein. Deem hi ba'atzma amra kein ein raya ma'ashe davcha v'nagim ha'isa yodas ha'emes u'mavor da adam asa shlo kedim ma'ashe ha'isif u'be'emes mitzvah la'aso siyad la'ach mi'averi im kein lo shayach ma'isif. Meaning, what did Adam HaRishon do wrong? There's an inyan, we see that there's a concept in the Torah of adding siyagim. So that's all the Adam did. He added a siyag. He said, this is very tempting. Don't even touch it.
He didn't tell her.
So that's exactly it. Where did he go wrong?
He didn't tell her.
According to the Rambam, this whole idea of Adam and Rishon, they did something wrong, makes sense. Because the Amar law, because he said, B'Shem HaShem Yisborach, Shu Baruch Hu Tziva Kein, V'Yedei Hosif Shalo Kedin, Dilo Haya Omer law. The Zohurak Siyag, Velo Gufei HaKadosh, Velo Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Nichshola. Avel Adas HaRaivid, Lo Asa Vereklal, Kledvar V'Shai Lomer Al-Darabonon Torah. U'mur G'divri HaRav, Ach Ein Lamedim Halachas Mitoch Agada. Interesting. So he says, based on that Agadata, it appears like the Rambam. So he wants to bring a Raya for the Rambam from the Agadata. Because what does it mean called Maisif Gare? What did Adam HaRishon really do wrong? There's nothing wrong with a siyag. It's that he made this siyag without the requisite knowledge that it was a siyag. That's what made everything go down the tubes.
I thought it was the Nachash that told her that. I didn't know it was Adam HaRishon.
No, Adam said Al Tiga.
Yeah.
But the Nachash pushed her.
No, it's pushed her, taking advantage of that. She told him that Adam had told her.
I said, I have to learn Kumbhish.
He said, see, you didn't die, so you won't die if you eat. This Raivad is the same really as that the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah that says why that you can blow again twice. Right? The Rashba doesn't give Tesis Terah that repeating a mitzvah is okay. Rashi says that it's not a problem because it's not common when they make a takana. Rashi says it's lasosa, it's included in the Torah. Seems to be the same story.
Similar, yeah.
It brings it down, but it's kind of later.
I know. Vine dinim elo shobat toisef mefuzonim b'shas. Rosh Hashanah chav chesem beis. So over there, Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem Beis, what do we have? We have the case of Ayosha and Besukah Bishmini, We have the case of Birchas Kohanim, and we have the case of Matan Domin. The case of a korban that only needs matana achas, that is mixed up with blood that needs more matanas. Ubesukah laman aleph amid beis.
The Gemara said it.
What?
The Nachash said it. And he says,
Sukkah. It's discussing adding another mean to the existing meaning. Question is, let's say a guy puts a strawberry together with the other meaning. Is he over Baltoisis by adding a fifth min? So the Gemara says in certain places in Hedrin, it's totally on Im Yesh Eged or Engi, Sarach Eged. Ube'erivim Tzadi Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara discusses putting on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously. You could be over the Isser Baltoisis. Ube'erivim Perek Hanechnakim, Pei chesam et beis. That if one of the... What? That if a zaken mamre goes out in paskins, there are five parshios of tefillin. The zaken mamre is chayv miso. The Gemara says five parshios of tefillin is bal taisa.
One is the Rama Reish Aleph. He's Reish
Aleph.
I think I'm out of Reish Aleph. I'm out of... I distribute all the Reish Aleph, so if anyone has an extra Reish Aleph... Vayein b'taisvus b'makamas halalim. And look at taisvus and all these sugyas. Because taisvus, especially in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem Beis, has a number of different klolim. One klol taisvus has is doing a mitzvah many times over and over is not bal taisvus. That's why taisvus shita is tekiyas. Right. Even though it's a sheer tekiya of nine midaraisa, being taikeya 100 times according to taisvus, both on Taisus Tezayin Amabez and Chavchas Amabez, is not an Isser Bal Taisif. Taisus then entertains another interesting question. If Midaraisa, a sukkah, is sufficient with 2.5 walls, can you build 4 walls? That's another issue that Taisus discusses, why that is or isn't Bal Taisif. So Taisus discusses many issues there. V'u'inyan aruch v'amuk v'echto b'kitzur nimratz. There are many mitzvahs that Chazal added, not just Lotza says, to go near Chanukah unatilas yadayim ukedoymeh. Shehem dvorim chadashim, v'lo hosifu b'mitzvahs hatayr. Nira devade lo shayach bal toisif. Why not? Why is bal toisif not shayach by Chanukah? So we discussed last week why bal toisif is not shayach by Purim. Why is bal toisif not shayach by Chanukah? So he just says, "V'nira devadei lo shech bal taisif." Why? Ki our Torah nitna reshus lechacham letakin takanos. Heim b'kum va'asei, heim b'shev bal taisif lefi hazmanim. V'lo ra'isi b'divrei harishonim shi'azeh b'chlal zeh. V'yitartzu hadvarim. Ki alav azeh eino ela shelo nosif b'mitzvah shel Torah eizah hosafa. Meaning that the iser bal taisif is only that you should not take an existing mitzvah and what? And add on to that existing mitzvah. V'gam l'fi atam shekosev ha-rav mechaber, v'adom baruch hu b'tachtes ha-shlemes, v'chol tzivuyav b'tachtes ha-shlemes, v'atasevas b'hem chisorim, v'zeh shayich b'mitzvah shetziva az, v'uyis baruch tziva b'vada hem b'tachtes ha-shlemes. Meaning that he wants to say to Minchas Chinuch, if you look at the reason the Chinuch gives for Bal Taisif, the reason is that all the mitzvahs Hashem gave are complete. So the svara would be to take the mitzvahs that were given and deviate those mitzvahs. But to add an additional mitzvah would not be Bal Taisif. So L'chara, I think the Ramban we saw last week would disagree with that, no? Remember the Ramban from last week? And if you don't, here it is. Take a look at the Ramban from last week. Let's take a look at the Ramban, okay? See the Ramban Lo Sosifu? Everyone have the Ramban Lo Sosifu? Kagon Chamesh Parshos Bitfilin, Chamishum Minim Belulov, Chamesh Tzitzias V'chein Lo Sigro, Loshen Rashi. V'kach Omru B'Sifri, it's B'Sifri. When the Sifri gives all the examples about Tosif, Minayim Shelo Tosif Ara Lulov Ara Tzitzis. Talmud Loimar Lo Sosifu. Minayim She'en Pochosim Mehem Talmud Lomot Sul Sigro. Minayim She'en Pasuk Levarach Birchas Koinim Lo Yomer Holo Pitachti. Levarach Oimer Hashem Elokei Avasich V'yosef Elechem Talmud Lomar Dover. Filu Dover Lo Sosifu Olav. Aval Lo Be'el B'var Amru Ela Af HaYoshim B'Suk B'Shmini B'Kavon Olaik K'moshim Maduvar M'Sechus Rosh Hashanah. V'chenim Yaseh HaChag Shisha Avru B'Lav Azeh. Now the Ramban Tosafot. Well, the feed daiti afilu bodol asos mitzvah bifnei atzma. Even if someone decides to make his own new mitzvah, kagon sha'asa chag bechodesh shabodim elibo ki yirovam over belav. V'kach omru megillah le'inyan mikra megillah me'u shmonim neviim amdul amisrov lo poksel lo sifu almosh kazim b'torah afilu osachas chutz mi mikra megillah. So do you think that what the Minchas Chinuch is saying now is in contradiction to this Ramban? Because what does the Minchas Chinuch seem to be saying now? That Baal Tosif is limited to taking an existing mitzvah and perverting it. That's what he seems to be saying, right? But to add a mitzvah is never Baal Tosif. If that's the case, that seems to be against the Ramban and a bit problematic with the Sugya Megillah, correct?
It's certainly against the Rambam too, right?
Why is it against the Rambam?
The Rambam says you can have essay, unless if you call it a deraisa. Call it a deraisa. So it's talking about where you call it a deraisa? Or you just...
The Rambam seems to say there's only a problem about Tosafot if you're calling it a deraisa.
Yeah, and what is he saying over here when he's saying that it's only the case where you're altering a mitzvah?
The Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying... Now let's read it again from, let's say, right before the lines, the last white lines. V'nei kama mitzvah shor sifu chazal. Now why isn't there a problem when chazal adds mitzvahs? Could go ner chanukah. Why isn't there chanukah about Tosif? V'notilus yadayim v'kadoyma. Shem dvarim chadoshim. V'lohu sifu mitzvah Torah. Why aren't it not about Tosif? Nira devadeh lo shaykh about Tosif. Why? Ki ha-Torah nitna roshus l'chacham l'takin takonos. Hein b'kum va'aseh, hein b'she'e v'altasa, l'fi ha'zmani. V'lo ra'isi b'divra ha'rishonim shi'a zeh b'chlal zeh. Which is interesting. What about the Ramban, no? By the way, take a look at footnote Dal, which I didn't really go ahead. I didn't really see. See footnote Dalit? Zeh loshna Ramban b'perish ha'toyra. L'fi da'ita ha'filu b'dol asos mitzvah b'fnei atzmeh, g'on sh'os ha'chag b'choyde, sh'bodo min li'bu k'yiravam. Iver Belav. So did he miss the Ramban? Shehazeh bichlal zeh v'yitartzu hadvarim. Now let's see, now he's going to say what the svar is. Ki halav hazeh eino ela shelo noisif b'mitzvah shel Torah is osafa. He seems to be saying Baal Tosif is only when I take an existing mitzvah and add on to that existing mitzvah. V'gam l'fi hatam, and also according to the reasoning that the Chinuch gives the Sfara is what? The Adon Baruch Hu B'Tachlis HaShlemis V'chol Tzivuy of B'Tachlis HaShlemis V'atosefes B'hem Chisora V'zeh Shayach B'mitzvah Shishtiva Az V'uyis Baruch Tziva B'vada Ehem B'Tachlis HaShlemis Aval Mashalo Tziva Az V'nischadesh Acher Kach Hasiba Shechazal Yiskim L'taking Go'on Ner Chanukah Yidei Anisim. So would you say the Minchas Chinuch is inconsistent with Ramban or not?
No.
Why?
And first, not only the Ramban, it's the Gemara. I mean, the whole Gemara.
Well, it depends how you learn the Gemara. Okay, fine.
Because the Ramban is talking about by Megillah, and it's not from Lashon Gemara also. The Zakenim, that they had a problem, but they're saying, how are Mordechai and Esther, like individually, as maybe as the Vim, or as in their status, how are they doing this? They can't do that. And then the Gemara answers, no, the Darshan said there's a garment safer, and then the Chachamim...
It's not the answer the Bavli gives.
What's Bavli give?
Kavachomer. Umami avdus lecheirus, they said Shira, Kavachomer mi misalachayim. That's the answer to Bavli. The Rishalmi gives the answer, Zosi Korn Besefer. That's the answer of the Rishalmi.
The Ramban's words, right? That the Nevi'im say, Kakamer ve'inovi achar osa lechadish dova lechem, u'mordechai be'ester rotsu lechadish dova lechem, the problem is Mordechai be'ester, plus Zosu Mishon nosu ve'nosu medover achehera kodeshvor choyneim. Then even the Bavli had said that they made a Kal V'Chomer, but then the Chachomim, as in their role as Mesaknim, they made a Kal V'Chomer. They did it as a Bezdin Hagadol. But Mordechai V'Esther on their own, as Nevi'im, can't do it.
So you think the whole problem...
The whole problem is that they weren't doing it as...
Is Mordechai V'Esther.
Mordechai V'Esther. That's much for the Lord's Burton Ramban. Mordechai V'Esther wrote in the Chagash of Nidovar.
It's the Gemara.
It's also Mishon. And they did a thing as a group, as a bezdin.
That's Rashba. Doesn't apply to it.
And then it's okay once they do it as a childhood role.
Why doesn't the Gemara just answer that they didn't do it as a deraisa? Why doesn't the Gemara just answer that? Like the Rama.
That's a Gemara on Dav Zion. The Gemara on Dav Zion has two statements. The Gemara on Dav Zion on top says Kivuni L'Doris. Kivuni L'Doris seems to be make me a holiday. And the Gemara there has a very strange Shakavataya. Nothing halachic. Make a holiday. Right. Kivuni L'Doris is the first. So what is Chacham answer? Nothing halachic. They say Matil Kina ben Hagoyim, correct?
Right.
And she says, Kfar Kosfu, all right. What is it? Sifrei Poros Umadai. Nothing halachic. Then the Gemara says, Kidvuni Lediris, which is not Kivuni, Kidvuni. And the Gemara says, how could, and the Gemara doesn't have a problem about Taisif. The Gemara has a problem from a Pasuk in Mishle, right? Pasuk in Mishle says what? Shileshim velo ribeim. That Amalek can be mentioned three times and not four. Therefore, there's no justification to speak about Amalek again. Then the Gemara there answers, no. I need a mention in Torah Zeus. I need a mention in Nevi'im Zikaron. I need a mention in Ksuvim Basefer. So there are actually three sugyas that deal with the incorporation of the Megillah. The first is Zainaman of Kivuni, the Daris. The next is Zainaman of Kitvuni. The other is Yedalat Amun Aleph, which says, Hayam Mea Veshmonim Nevi'im V'lo Chitshu Dover, Lo Pascha V'lo Asiru. Chutz Mi Mikra Megillah. That's the Gemara the Ramban brings. Chutz Mi Mikra Megillah.
So the second Gemara in Zayim, I could talk about Kisvei Kodesh, the Shailas, Biskarov, I think.
Biskarov.
And Biskarov says that the Gemara is going to Kisvei Kodesh. Biskarov has a shtickle, there are two things. There's the Kisvei Kodesh Megillah, and then the Kriyas Megillah.
The Mashal, the Igaris.
Right.
No, the Altpur. There's one is Kisvei Kodesh and things.
But then you have the Yerushalmi, which the Ramban quotes. Where the Yerushalmi says, Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadish Dover Me'ata, but B'Kesh, right? I don't know what's the exact lashon there.
It says it's
Yerushalmi quotes, correct? We do Yerushalmi.
Yerushalmi go. So Yerushalmi Shmadim Chavish Tkenim Lehem Shama Nabiyim Lehem Mitzarim Ala Dover.
The Gemara starts Ein Navi Rishoy L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. Then it says the role of the Nevi'im V'lo Zazim Misham, Mordechai and Esther were insisting on a holiday, on Mikra Megillah, on Nasiya.
Right.
Then the Gemara gives two answers, remember? First answer is the same answer the Bavli gives on Zayin Amalaf, Ksov Zos Zikorum B'Sefer. Then it gives, no, Ein Mukta Mukha B'Torah, and really Megillah is a Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, remember that? The Gemara, Yerushalmi says, Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, just that it was a halacha moshe misina that somehow was preceded in the Torah that we don't know about, because halacha moshe misina is not written in the Torah, and only when it came to Megillah were we made aware of this halacha moshe misina. So it's interesting that answer of Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, which the Bavli uses for Kidvuni L'Dairos, the Rishami uses for the problem of the Kfiya of the Yontif. So I am a little perplexed about the Minchas Chinuch, because the Minchas Chinuch seems to be saying two things. He seems to be saying that there is no Baal Toysif except if you take an existing mitzvah and pervert it. Then he says there is no Baal Taisif by Chanukah, etc., until Sedayim, because there is a separate prerogative in the Torah of Lo Sosser. So which is it? Do you say because of Lo Sosser and Kayach HaChamim there is no Baal Taisif? Or is it because in essence there is no Baal Taisif on an addition of a mitzvah? It's only a perversion of an existing mitzvah. He says both ideas. And I'm a little confused because he's saying two things. If you look, he says what? Ki alav hazeh eino elo shelo nosif b'mitzvah shel Torah is osafa. That I can't take an existing mitzvah and add on. Then he says, don't worry about Baal Taisif b'chanak until Zedayim, because what? Nitztavino shelo nosir mi divrayim b'lav lo sosir. And that includes an asay also. So I am a little confused by the Minchas Chinuch. Which one is it? Is it that there is no Baal Taisif in an addition of a mitzvah? Or is it that there would be, except for the fact that there is a prerogative of the Beis Din to go ahead and add?
So I'm missing something.
Yes.
Did they claim that Purim was a Daraisa?
No.
So then what's the problem?
So according to the Rambam, you're right, there should be no problem. According to the Rambam, there should be no problem. According to Rambam, you could ask, why is the Gemara even getting started with these discussions? According to the Rambam, you have a good point. The Gemara, Megillah, and Yerushalmi are against the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, adding on a mitzvah is never a problem as long as you clarify that the mitzvahs of the Rabbanan are not a din d'oraisa.
So could it be that the Gemara is saying that Mordechai v'Esther, could it be Mordechai v'Esther were not saying we're making a Rabbanan? They were saying it's sourced in the d'oraisas. That seems to be the Gemara at the end. These are the d'oraisas. And maybe not a clear d'oraisa, but they're sourcing it in a d'oraisa. And they're saying it's more powerful than just a Rabbanan, so nobody can come back and take it away anymore. Lo Yosur, you can't take it away because this is the mucker is a Daraisa.
Maybe.
That's what's smelling like the Gemara.
There's something going on in the Gemara according to the Rambam. You have to figure out, according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara even have an issue? They're saying we're a Bana, we're creating something. According to the Rambam, it's only about Taisus. If you're creating something and you're what? And you're saying it's a Daraisa. So why is the Gemara? The Gemara
is saying it comes from the Pasuk.
Right.
It's a Alach L'Moshe Misinai. It's all these things. It's not simply a Darabonin. Part of the mitzvah of Amalek.
I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik once said something very interesting. What's the line in the Megillah that says they kept and they kept they kept the holiday of Purim like the Tzomus. What's the exact lashon of the pasuk? Yeah. So Soloveitchik said, what's the connection? So he made a whole drasha like this: that as Mordechai and Esther said, we want to add a holiday. Chacham said Baal Taisif. So Esther and Mordechai answered Tzomus. What's the answer to Tzomus? So Soloveitchik wanted to explain like this. That even though the Tzom is Divrei Kabbalah, Tzom HaRavit, Tzom HaChamishi, etc., nevertheless, there could have been a problem of Baal Taisif with the Tzomus also. But if you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hichos Tainus, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to cry out Be'ez Tzara. That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that when it is an Ez Tzara, there's a chi of d'oraisa to scream. So Mordechai and Esther were answering, look, Chacham made tzaimus. Why were they able to make tzaimus? Because since a tzaim is a kiyum doraisa, you have the ability for a button to do it. So they said, look, there could also be a kiyum doraisa in Mikra Megillah. What could be the kiyum doraisa in Mikra Megillah? It depends. According to Yerushalmi, there's a kiyum doraisa. Wow, there's a kiyum doraisa by Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, that it is a kiyum in Zechiras HaMalek. According to the Bavli, it's a kiyum. And look in the Chasam Sefer Yehudeah, Reish Lamed Gimel, where the Chasam Sefer says, based on the Gemara in Megillah, Yedal Amid Aleph, whenever there is a tragedy that the Jews are saved from, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, according to the Chasam Sefer, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Gemara in Megillah, there's a kiyum d'oraisa of Shira, whatever that kiyum may be. There's a kiyum to give Sherech v'hodoyah. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to say that the whole reason the Megillah says, and they kept Purim like they kept the Tzomus, was meaning they kept Purim because it had a kiyum d'oraisa.
That only helped for that year, it doesn't help for now. Now is a chiyuv tzav. Now there's a chiyuv halal because what happened 2,000 years ago?
Yeah, we have tzavos.
But that's the
problem. Tzavos are misaloria now.
So this is the problem. By the way, now he said that's why it's compared to tzavos, but it might not work for Doros. You're correct. But the problem is that the Gemara's Kal V'Chomer itself does not work for Doros. If you look at the Shi'iltis, at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, the Shi'iltis has a drasha l'Chanukah. And the Netziv, in the first piece there on the Shi'iltis in Chanukah, discusses this issue. And he says, how in the world could there be a Chiyuv Doros? The Kal V'Chomer is from Az Yoshir, correct? What is the Kal V'Chomer from? So if the Kal V'Chomer, like Rashi says, is from Az Yashir, fine, at that year, you can react to it with a Shira. But what is the logic to embed it and to establish it as a Chag L'Doros? So I'm not sure that it's his answer.
That's something that might be okay.
The
Tula
Eben,
if you
doubt it,
he's
his question.
That's what Shana Cheres called. Because the first year, you had the Shiltas. The first year, they talked and said, how long is the Shiltas?
But what's the answer?
No,
the answer.
The Kal V'Chomer is from Pesach, right? From Shira, but Pesach.
The Gemara just says, "Mami avdus lecheres omer Shira." Mimis lechayim Kal V'Chomer. So what's the Kal V'Chomer from? Rashi says Az Yashir. Rashi says Shira al Hayam.
So Pesach, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa because the cold of a door when it comes to Pesach, we have to see ourselves. That is mamish, like we're going out into Yitzhak Mitzrayim right then and there.
That's only if it's halal, well, Pesach. But if it's on Yashir, it's not. So the Kiryat Haman is not like Rashi.
Right, the question is, what's the Kal V'Chomer from?
Yeah.
But anyway, putting that aside, it could be that all the tzomus we always have are kiyum d'oraisa. The Rav felt that all tzomus we have are kiyum d'oraisa of tzalka. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hichos Tainus, the Rambam seems to say that whenever you're be'ez tzara and there's tshuva, there's an inyan of a kiyum d'oraisa of tzalka. So that's how he wanted to learn why Purim is compared to the tzomus.
Excuse me, no, that's the speech in Hadish.
Could be. Could be, yeah.
That's why it mentions all the Tainis at the end. Okay, only the Tainis. Because it's like in general.
Okay, let's see.
Does the Rambam not address
Altosef
with Gabi
Bitzus Hasei
at all?
This Rambam that he brought down is by Losas, his
Nechus Mamre. Does the Rambam anywhere address it? In the
So the Minchas Chinuch says he addresses it not with a discussion of it openly, but he says if you take two lulavim, the Rambam says you're over Baltosef.
And Hechos
Tfil,
talks about
Rambam's Kana. Hechos Tfil, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Do not think that the Rambam does not have Baal Tosef HaMitzvah Aseh, because he does bring you over the Issa Baal Tosef HaMitzvah Aseh. in Hilchos Tefila by Birchas Kainim, Hilchos Lulav by taking to the Lulavim, in Psula Hamakdashim by taking Dam of Matana Achas and doing more, doing Shtaim Shein Arba. So the Rambam clearly does bring it. Now let's continue with the Minchas Chinuch. Lo mi baya, b'masha tiknu Chazal da hatorit sifta l'shmo divrehem. Says not only do Chazal, this is interesting, have that koyach to go ahead and institute a holiday because there's a separate exception or carve out for them. Ela afilu yochid kagon shenaselo ezenes v'kovei la'atzmo sheyikra hanes b'chol shana o sheyaseh mishta ha tala al dadcha da'avei meisef mitzvah. So I'm not sure like what he's even thinking here. If a guy makes a Sudos Hadar every year, you may think that is considered to be a what? Bal Toisef Lo Matzinu Zeh. But why Lo Matzinu Zeh? Why? Because first of all, I'm not sure exactly what he's doing.
It's a car.
Right, he's not declaring it a holiday. But let's say a person is declaring his own personal holiday. Is that Bal Toisef? If a guy says, I'm making my own holiday, is that Bal Toisef or not?
If he elevates it to something...
You can read that in the Rambam's words. Except for the fact that Rambam said, like Yerovam did, the Rambam...
See, I think the Rambam...
So he did it for place.
No, except for the Hidaiti, a few of both of us have been in the he's going to also come because of Shebotum in Ligo.
Yeah, but he's looking for himself.
So I think what the Ramban means... I think what the Ramban means is you need a certain standing to be over Bal Toisef.
Yeah.
Meaning every individual person, any yokel who wants to go ahead and make a holiday is meaningless. But if you're in a position of authority and you impose a holiday on Klal Yisrael, then there's Bal Toisef.
I can say that clearly.
That's what I think. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. Rabbi established a problem for himself, and he's safe from the storm and the sea.
Yeah, it's true.
Himself from himself and his children.
Ach, l'shitas Rambam hanal b'siyag she'im oirim shum min haTorah avilei Bal Toisef hachi nami here b'mitzvah chadasha she'im habezdin oirim sh'amitzvah zu he shall Torah oirim Bal Toisef ach efshar loimer d'davka begavne shetzira Rambam gabe baser b'chov. Listen to this idea. According to the Rambam, if Chachamim would have said Purim is midoraisa, we're making a new drasha that Purim's midoraisa, would you be over Bal Toisef? If they said, by the way, Chanukah's doraisa and Purim's doraisa, would they be over Bal Toisef? He thinks maybe yes. Ach efshar. However, the Minchas Chinuch said maybe efshar loimer the davka begavne shetzira Rambam gabei basa b'cholov. The Rambam's Bal Toisef is limited. The b'pasuk siv because they bring darish of pasuk lo siv ashal gedi b'chalev imo.
Why the Gemara by Chanukah have a kasha v'heichon tzivonu? Yeah, tzivonu. They're allowed to do it.
Rishasu.
The Gemara had to answer losasu.
That's a problem. The Gemara says of bracha, and this is a problem of Bal Toisef.
But it's a different problem. Of bracha either, because heichon tzivonu, they are allowed to do it.
That's what the Gemara answers. Losasu. That's the Gemara answers.
There's no
Yisrael.
No, but the
Gemara
doesn't have to answer
Losasu.
There's no problem for them to do it. They can do it.
Listen to this svara. If they're not reinterpreting a pasuk or making a new drasha, zil kari bei ravhu, then a mavur klal b'toira. You just say it's not in the Torah. They didn't do anything wrong. Ve'ainu oivrim b'bal toisef. Imem amrim shu min haTorah rak b'davar.
Worse.
Av Shom Shumina Torah, Kane Nira Be'enai.
It works, right? You make a mistake in the pasuk, you made a mistake. You think that's the chapter. You're making up from the air. Just making up Torah, you know, the air Torah. What kind of
Amazing. It's not, well, the Gemara, you know, the Gemara very often has this svara. Demine machrev ba, delav mine lav machrev ba. That something has to be in the parsha in order to be a problem. If it's totally removed from the parsha, it's not even a problem.
Like you're sitting in the sukkah in the summertime.
Right. It's not Ishayach even. So he's saying, if Chacham would just come along and say, hey, we're making up a new holiday, it's not Bal Tosif. Because they're not, it seems according to the Rambam, that there's an Issa, there's a separate Issa Bal Tosif according to the Rambam, to change the Masaira. The Rambam seems to say there's an Issa Bal Tosif in changing the Masaira. That's why it's Hichos Mamre. That there's an Issa to change the Masaira. When they add on a new holiday, they're not changing the Masaira. They're adding another mitzvah. And that is not an Isser Bal Tosif unless you change the Masaira. Because the Chum have the Kayach to add on to the Torah. Once again, I think the Minchas Chinuch is making two points. Point number one is there's a carve out for Chachamim. Point number two is there may only be an Isser Bal Tosif when you're taking an existing mitzvah and perverting it. But adding another mitzvah may not be an Isser Bal Tosif at all. Which is interesting. Then what's the whole problem with the Gemara in... it's interesting also, it bothered me. Why doesn't the Gemara, either in Megillah or the Yerushalmi, ever use the phrase Bal Tosif? Never uses the phrase Bal Tosif. The Ramban clearly feels it's Bal Tosif. But the Gemara never says Bal Tosif, right? What? I understand, but...
But not the law of Bal Tosif.
And a matter of fact, if you go to the Yerushalmi says, Eilah HaMitzvahs, Ein Navi Rishai L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. And it never uses...
It sounds like it's a different problem. It's not a problem.
I'm not sure.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.